Hello, hello, lovely, lovely listeners. I am going to upload this episode as a little bonus before I get back into making podcasts again for September. I've had a month off. I feel really fully recharged. The kids go back to school tomorrow, therefore I need to create content to give you now, but I'm just so aware it's been a long time, and so I thought I'd upload this Patreon episode that I did back in January, actually quite a long time ago. This is a ghost hunt I took part in the new year. It was fantastic. It was really, really massive for me. Such a good Patreon episode. I uploaded it onto Patreon straight away in January. And so those guys have listened to this quite a long time ago, and so I thought I would slap it on here. I hope you enjoy this offering. Normal service will resume in about a week or so. So enjoy, witches, and I will speak to you very soon. Hello, lovely magical souls and witches. Welcome to this very special, super duper, amazing episode I'm putting together for you right now. It's an exclusive for subscribers of my very first Patreon. So it's a big deal. So this isn't going to go on Spotify. This is just for you cool kids here right now who is supporting Swales, a Friendly Green Witch, in making a bit of moolah for herself on this crazy podcasting journey. So thank you. So for this episode, I wanted to give you something extra special. And it just so happens that last night, which is the 5th of January 2024, I partook in an amazing ghost hunt in a place called Bramhope, which is not very far from Otley in Leeds. And it's a really historic, tiny little village of only, I think there's just over 3,000 people that live there. And it's got loads of grade 2 class old school buildings. And we ended up booked on this ghost hunt in the Bramhope Village Hall, which is also known as Memorial Hall for Robert Craven, originally the Craven Institute in 1896. And this has got loads of history. I think it was built from a charity fund from Sir Robert Craven, who was a farmer who came into money, I think, and he decided to make some stuff for the historic village, including a school for children, which I think this building became. Bramhope is really old. It was around in Saxon times, so it's got mountains of history. But I ain't a historian, and I probably wouldn't do a very good job looking into it and then telling you all. If I'm honest, I can't really be bothered with that. I'm more interested in telling you about this amazing ghost experience I had last night, table tipping. This hall I know really well because I used to take my eldest there for baby sensory and photography studios and stuff. And so the building itself feels really friendly to me because I go there with my babies a few years back. I used to sit and drink tea all day. It's kind of like a big hall with a little stage. You could play badminton in there, and there's a few rooms and a kitchen, and it's all very, very villagey and very lovely to be in. Anyway, so we'd booked this ghost hunting night with Mother Serpentine Tarot of Jodie. It was sort of like a year in business slash happy Christmas slash happy new year party thing. Instead of having a party, we had a ghost night. How amazing is that? Just a load of witches coming in. I think there was 11 of us. The kickoff time was 8 o'clock, so we all managed to get there in time and have a brew and have a chill and say, "Hiya, how you doing? Have a nice Christmas, happy new year." We had a few rules to listen to and a bit of housekeeping, turned lights off and off we went. I don't really know why you need to turn the lights off as a witch interested in psychic and spirits and ghosties, I don't think the ghosts really give a damn if the lights are on or off, but I guess it adds to the ambience of the event. I'm a bit like that with graveyards as well. I think when ghost hunters go around graveyards looking for ghosts, it's like, why? I don't believe ghosts would be in graveyards. Like, how depressing is that? If I were a ghost, would I hang around in graveyard? I'd be in people's houses, like going through the drawers and checking out the clothes and like what they got in the fridge and who can have a bit of a cup of tea and yeah, that kind of thing. I ain't hanging around like a dirty cemetery with mud and worms and shit. No, no, no. So we didn't have much gizmos and gadgets. I think we had a pantchette with a pencil in it on a big piece of paper. We had a bear that would light up if it were moved, and the old cat balls and pendulums. And I was seriously regretting not bringing my Ouija board, but you can't get everything. We did a circle of protection, and then we split half and half, and I went off with a few others into the main hall for a good hour, trying to raise the energy, trying to receive information, messages. It was slow. Nothing much went on at first. I wasn't getting frustrated. I was just being pleasant and just enjoying there. I mean, I were really unspooked and the rest of the group weren't very spooked. We were all very level-headed, very serious about ghost hunting and getting messages. Nothing much happened. We got the odd push on the planchette. We got, you know, they've got the mobile phone devices that give you random words from the radio stations. That was working. And it was just giving us loads of names, you know, like loads of names of, I think, children that used to be taught in the hall. And every so often it kept saying Pierce, you know, like ear piercing. So I was a bit like, oh, is that for me? But I didn't say anything. And then a few words later there was ear. So I was a bit like, oh, God. But these things, you don't want to just be like, oh, it's all about me. I feel like I should point out at this point as well, if you haven't seen me, I've got quite a lot of ear jewellery and piercings in my nose and in my ears, so it's pretty hard to miss. And if I were a Victorian ghost, I mean, you'd think, what the heck is that, wouldn't you? And point it out, so it ain't just me being like with a pair of sleepers. Thought I'd FYI you there. The fun started to happen when we went upstairs into the attic room. I know this room very well. I've been up there doing kids' associated stuff. It's a basic room with a table in the middle. A pretty nondescript room, if I'm honest. But prior to this, we'd tried pendulum a little bit. I mean, everybody knows I can't do pendulum. I hold a pendulum and it doesn't move ever. It just goes really still. And I don't know what that's about. I just accept that pendulum divining isn't for me. But yes, back to the room. But we went up into the attic with a table in the middle and we had to go at table tipping. Now, this makes me so excited because I have never done table tipping ever and it has been on my bucket list for so long. And when we were stood around it, we were asking for the energies to be used, to be moved, and there was a lot of us. And it had a little bit of a, could feel there were a bit of vibes going on, but nothing much else. And I knew if we give it time, then something would happen. So half the group left and me and these other two lasses, who I know from Jodie's tarot reading course, decided to stay back, and it was a mother and daughter duo, which I think adds to the energy. So I was quite eager to keep them in the room with me because I could just sense something was going to happen. And we stood there with his fingertips on table, and I could feel tingling in my fingertips. And you also get a bit of dead arm as well, you know, because you stood there with your fingertips on the table, not pushing hard. It was a square table and there were only three of us, so there were an empty space on one side. So we were inviting spirit, you know, to stand there and help us. And you could sense the energy rising and falling, almost like an energy pulsing, you know, like ebb and flowing. I suppose kind of like waves. It was coming in waves. It was intensifying and then drifting off to hardly anything. And then you're about to go, oh no, I think we've finished. I think we've lost it. And then it'd come back really intense again. And it'd go like this, to and fro, to and fro. And we had the mobile phone on the table doing the words, and then this name came, and it was Jason. Jason, I think there was Jack as well, so we were like, okay, we're going to play the, oh, it's too hard to move, and, you know, we're just young, sweet women, and we don't have the energy. Use the energy to move the table. And you could hear it creaking. It was creaking so bad. It was, like, really creaking. And at times I would go, oh, my gosh, is it moving? But it wasn't. It would just, it felt like it was. But it wasn't. I don't think it was. Because we stood in the dark as well, which is never helpful. And then every so often we'd get a little shunt, you know, like a tiny little, oh, oh, it moved. Oh, my God, it gets better, though. And bigger, and the energy was massive at that point, and I was tingling and pins and needles, and the two other lasses as well were like, oh, I can't believe it. And then the organisers came in and they said, oh, it's time to go now because it's nearly 12. But we were reluctant to leave because I just knew something were going to happen. Oh my God, the table moved. I have never experienced anything like it. It moved ever so slightly, and then the organiser left and we were still working on it. And then at 12:05, the organiser came back and said, OK, we really need to wrap it up. And I can't tell you how amazing it was, but the table glided across the floor about 3 foot, and we walked with it. And as we walked with it, the organiser was watching us walk with it, so the light was coming through the door and she could see everybody, and it was just... it was absolutely incredible. I just couldn't believe I'd experienced this first hand at table tipping. It was phenomenal, and my heart was going so fast, and I was sweating with joy, and I could have cried. I didn't want to take my fingers off the table because it was just so incredible. Like, it felt just so profound, and it felt huge to me and the two other lasses. It was like I felt like I'd won the lottery, and I felt like we'd experienced something just so huge in life and death, and like we're bonded through it now. We've created some kind of weird bond at the moment. Afterwards, it was, emotions were just huge. They were so huge, you know. That's an amazing way to finish. But I think there was something about it being 12 as well. It felt like I knew as soon as it got to midnight something would happen, but I'd never ever, I could never imagine that is what happened. Like, the table moved with us and we walked it almost to the wall from the centre of the room in a kind of twisted shape. It was just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, all night I'd been getting little bits of information, you know, like I do from spirit when things enter my mind. So we know it was a school and there were a lot of children roaming around. I didn't feel anybody touched me, but I kept being shown a pipe, like a beautiful carved mahogany deep wood pipe, so shiny and so beautiful. And I think it belonged to Robert Craven, who is like famous in this hall. I mean, there's pictures of him all around. And it's like I felt the children, it was like I was a child and I were being dared to steal this pipe, not to do out with it, just to get his hands on it and touch it. And it was almost like we were daring each other to get this pipe, but we'd be in such trouble. But it were worth it because it was just such a beautiful pipe. And it became almost the game itself to steal this pipe and see how long we could keep it for. It was worth it just to touch it and stroke it because it was just so smooth and shiny and absolutely a piece of art. It's a bit weird because when you get stuff like this, it's like a storybook being told to you, but it's really detailed. You don't know where it's coming from. And I could feel the emotion of getting found out and being like, oh my God, we're in for it now. Oh my God. And I was just so nervous. This was before the table tipping. This was maybe halfway into the night. We went to a different room. There was some bunting on the windows. So we were suggesting the little kids move the bunting in the windows by blowing it or something. And I had that ghost tube app on my phone, you know, that does dick figures. If you see, if it feels an energy or pick something up like a body that's not there. So there were little bodies in the windows near the flags, little stick people, as I pointed the camera. I was a bit like, oh, that's interesting. You know, maybe they're almost there trying to move these flags. And then later on when we were doing the pendulums, you know, the organiser who was with us said, did you get any more information about the pipe? And because it's not my memory, I was a bit like, pipe? I was thinking, like, water pipes? And she said, no, the pipe you were on about earlier on. I was like, oh, yeah. You see, that's another funny thing. You can't really remember it because it's not your memory to remember. So as soon as it comes in your head, you got to write it down because it'll be gone forever because it's not your memory. But no, I didn't get anything else about the pipe. Overall, it was just magnificent. I can't express how big a deal it was that this table moved with us and walked to the wall. It was phenomenal. I was very aware of my recent research on the Philip experiment, you know, where a group of non-believers came together and made this table tip, and they're convinced there's not a ghost, but because they were a collective and they were desperate for this table to tip, you know, the science suggested that they did that telepathically. So even if it weren't a ghost and the three of us telepathically moved the table, I am still amazed. To me, that is still magic. It is still something to celebrate. It's just, I moved a table with my fingertips by my mind suggesting and egging it on. I mean, that in itself is also amazing. Sidebar, if you want to listen to that episode, it's on wherever you get your podcast from, and it's called The Skeptic Witch and the Ouija Board, and it's a look at all sort of skepticism around mediumship and ghost hunting and stuff, and it is a really good episode. It is probably one of my favourite episodes, which is bizarre for me, considering I'm such hungry for a ghost. Not hungry ghost, hungry to meet ghosts. But the stuff that I researched was just fabulous. So I do recommend going over and listening to it after you've heard this, if you are dead interested in all that Philip experiment research and all that jazz. Ouija and the Skeptic Witch is the title. Get it right, Swales, get it right. But yes, back to the ghost hunt at Bramhope. It is known to be haunted and it does have a lot of history. And it wasn't scary, you know, people get scared, and none of us were very scared. Well, I don't think any of us were very scared. Afterwards, I just came home and I was desperate to wake my husband up and tell him all about it. But of course, he wouldn't have been interested. Have you been on a ghost hunt? Can you tell us about it? What amazing things happened to you? What experiences do you have? Please share down below in the comments on this Patreon, and let's have a conversation about bumps in the night and ghost things that you've seen and manifestations in front of you, and I'm all ears for it. Oh, it was so fantastic, and I'm still dreaming of it, dreaming of running the ghost nights. And I think last night has woken the hunger up a bit more. So Jodie and a group of others from the tarot card classes are going to set up together as a group under the Grave Encounters title, which we did a little bit last April, just us three. That was myself, Jodie and Jodie's uncle Steve, who has all the kit. And we did that up in the local pub in Holt Park in April. God, I can't believe how the year just flies. It was a bit of a flash in the pan, and then life got busy and it sort of fell to the wayside. But last night, I think, has made it wake up again, and we are seriously going to look into setting up another little business adventure where we go out and we try and make contact. I mean, we're not professionals, you know, we're just all witches, and we've got respect for the earth and for spirit automatically deep inside us. We're not going to be faking anything. We're not going to be acting. We're not going to be wanting to prove stuff. We're going to be level-headed and honest, decent witches. So if you're interested in coming aboard with that, you know, booking an event with us, we're going to slowly get the kit together. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be a ghost a year.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for listening to me babble on about my ghosty experiences last night with the table tipping. I hope you've enjoyed this little bonus episode I've created for you Patreon members. Thank you so much for having faith and belief in me and supporting me with a little bit of funding to get better at podcasting. And I hope you enjoy. And the meditation that I did for Christmas, hope that went down well. And I do plan some more meditations, which are going to be for everybody, available for everybody. But then I'm also going to do an exclusive long meditation about healing the witch wound. And that'll be a Patreon-only meditation. And I would like it to be about half an hour, but we'll see. Anyway, that's all from me. Stay magical, witches!